This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to the Voice of Tomorrow. I encourage you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and pen or pencil to write down the passages that we're going to study today so you can go back later and re-examine these passages that we share with you today. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the truths of God's Word. Some of the things that you might hear proclaimed on this program might be new to you. And I ask you not to just pass them off as something off the wall, but to go back and study them and see, in fact, that what I'm sharing with you is the truth of Scripture. And there's Bible passages to back up the things that I'm sharing with you. The things from Scripture are not off the wall, but the things of Jesus Christ, as Paul says to the church at Corinth. It's foolishness to people that just don't believe. Because to have a belief in God is something that takes faith. Remember, we had a governor once that said that people that depended on Jesus Christ and went to church, they were weak. Well, I'll accept the fact that I'm weak then, because I depend on God, and I depend on Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, to provide things for me. Living by faith is not always an easy thing to do, but Jesus said in a Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6 that it's important that we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and the things of everyday living will be provided for us. I'd like to have you look at the Gospel of John again today, chapter 11. So if you'd write that chapter down, and I commit that whole chapter to you, we're going to be looking at part of the raising of Lazarus. It's a story in John 11 where Lazarus had died. And Jesus goes to Bethany to raise his friend Lazarus. The people have never seen this miracle before, and they really don't know what's anticipated. Lazarus was sick, and yet Jesus delayed his leaving. In John chapter 11, when Mary and Martha came to Jesus, Mary and Martha were Lazarus' sisters, they came to him and said, it's recorded in verse 3 of John 11, "Lord, he whom you love is sick." And Jesus said, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it." He was going to go and he was going to teach a lesson. And he said, it's not going to end in death, but for the glory of God. And the Son of God is going to be glorified by it. Verse 6 is an unusual event, because after hearing this, when I hear of a loved one, or maybe you hear of a loved one who is on the verge of dying, we either try to get a message, or if they're close by, we try to make a call, at least try to touch base with them. And often, if it's a family member, we try to get to their bedside before death occurs. Verse 6 says, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Instead of leaving right away, Jesus delayed his departure from the area where he was staying. Now he says, let's go to Judea again. And we talked last week about how Jesus expressed what was taking place between verses 11 and 14, Lazarus had died, and Jesus describes it as a sleep. And he said, I'm going to wake him out of sleep. The disciples, thinking that he was speaking of taking a nap, he said, well, if he's taking a nap, he'll recover. And Jesus says plainly that Lazarus is dead. When he finally arrives in Bethany to see the family of Lazarus, he asks a question, and Martha, in verse 21, says to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She believed that Jesus, because he had healed other people, was capable of healing her brother Lazarus. And so she says, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. And I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus worked on God's behalf. God was working through Jesus Christ, through his Son. And Jesus says to Martha, your brother will rise again. Now notice what Martha's response is in verse 24. Martha says to Jesus, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. That's an interesting phrase. This begins to give a time frame of when the resurrection is going to take place. At the resurrection, at the last day. And Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. The person who believes in Jesus Christ will live even if he dies. Now, there was a phrase that I used to use and heard when I was growing up, and that is, if a person is a person born again, a person who believes in Jesus Christ, they are appointed once to die. That's from Hebrews 9:27. And we see that kind of death around us all the time. But because of being born again, because of being a Christian, we are born twice, born from our mother's womb, born again in Jesus Christ. And if we are born twice, if we're born again, then we will die once. But if we are only born once and choose not to accept Jesus Christ, choose not to be born again in Christ, then we're going to die twice. We die the death that's appointed unto all men to die. But after that, there's going to be a resurrection to judgment, according to John 5:29. And we will be judged. Those who have done evil deeds will be judged for their deeds, and then face the judgment which the Bible describes as death. The Bible talks about here that Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. Martha's already said that he's going to rise at the last day. I'd like to have you move down through back into the book of John to the sixth chapter. And as John is writing these words under inspiration, he's quoting Jesus again, and Jesus describes when a resurrection will take place. The first passage I want you to look at is in John 6 and 39. Jesus said, this is the will of him who sent me, that all that he has given me I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. John 6:39. John 6:40. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. Farther down in John chapter 6 and verse 44, Jesus again says, no man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Again, down in John chapter 6 and verse 54, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Isn't this fascinating? John, in his gospel, writes Jesus' words time after time, that people who belong to Jesus Christ, those individuals who claim to be Christians, will be raised again, and he gives the time frame, at the last day. Now, I want you to turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and as the Apostle Paul is writing to the church of Thessalonica, they are very conscious about the second coming. They were anticipating the second coming and hoping that it would be very, very soon. And when some of their loved ones began dying, they wondered if Jesus was really going to come back. And so Paul spends time with this church and writing this letter about the second coming of Jesus. The passage I want you to look at and write down is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And start with verse 13. He said, we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you will not grieve as the rest who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain, that's at the coming of Jesus, unto the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. There comes a time near the end of everybody's life when they have to face the fact that they will not be continuing their life. We go to funerals, we go to visitations, loved ones, friends, and neighbors, they die for one reason or another. But the Bible talks about a resurrection, and the resurrection, as Jesus spoke, he said, it will be at the last day. Paul describes this at the second coming of Jesus Christ. That hasn't happened yet. It is future, and it's going to take place. And I encourage you to study these passages that I've given you today and to go back and realize that resurrection is a reality. It's a reality because, first of all, Jesus died and God brought him back to life. He is risen from the dead. And because Jesus is alive and rose from the dead, we also will die eventually if Jesus doesn't come beforehand. And those in Christ will be brought back to life again, a literal resurrection. It'd be fascinating to live in a house that's situated right next to a cemetery and see the individuals rise from the dead, a literal event that Paul describes in 1 Thessalonians 4. The dead in Christ will rise. Jesus also described this event in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. So I encourage you to look at that verse as well and to become a student of God's word and to realize resurrection is a reality. It's the hope of Scripture, the hope taught in Scripture for the believer. May God bless you as you continue to search the Scriptures and become a student of God's word.